Where others see blight, Big Car's Jim Walker sees beauty. Like this vast and lonely strip mall in the heart of Lafayette Square, where Big Car has set up shop with two exhibits that opened earlier this month. Walker says that cheap, abandoned retail spaces like these are the future for artists.
It used to be that artists were using the downtown areas that and warehouses and stuff that were sort of left behind. And so I think it's good for us to show that and kind of demonstrate that to people and make good use of the spaces instead of wasting them.
Big Car closed its art and culture space called the Service Center just up the street from here last summer. But Walker didn't want to leave this sprawling, ethnically diverse neighborhood, which he says fits with the spirit of Big Car's work.
Kind of experimental and challenging and new, and that's really what we have going on out here. And that's what this side of town is, too. It's not a cookie-cutter sort of area that is just your standard place. You know, it's unique and different.
At the new space dubbed Listen Here, the Big Car staff collaborated with artist John McCormick on the sound exhibit Noisy Neighbors, inspired by the cacophony of their West Side neighborhood.
That's pretty fascinating. It's pretty inspiring as well. I think that's one reason why this show kind of worked out, where a lot of the other people that work for Big Car weren't thinking about sound and weren't working with sound, but there's so much rich territory in the neighborhood that it was really simple, I think, for a lot of them to make that adjustment.
They were influenced by the neighborhood's foreign food markets, faith-based centers, and big box stores. McCormick says one of his pieces takes from a location right up the street.
I chose the Speedway gas station. So like, these are little DC motors that have offset weights on them.
The motorized styrofoam cups skitter around in a corner of the exhibit. In another corner, ceramic tiles scavenged from the site of a burned-out Cheddar's restaurant clatter against a cardboard arm as a record player goes round and round.
I have this modified turntable that I built contact microphones into it, so it just picks up vibrations against the body. And so by arranging these tiles, then I can make these rhythms.
He says audio art allows for the exploration of everyday life.
Sounds everywhere all the time, you know. It's not just when you go to the concert, and it's not just this expensive equipment, you know. Everything's making sound all the time, and so a kind of my way of pointing back to, like, the natural world that we live in.
Big Car's other new space, The Showroom, features an interactive exhibit, mostly a series of artist-created prompts that encourage visitors to free their inner artist. For 90.1 WFY News, I'm Jill Sheridan.